HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Nationalist Congress Party Chief Sharad Pawar met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the national capital for nearly an hour. Prime Minister's office or PMO tweeted a photo of their meeting. It fueled speculations about the political situation in Maharashtra. The meeting also took place after speculation a few days ago that Pawar could be the presidential candidate. However, the NCP chief rubbished these speculations. The Taliban has denied its role in Indian photojournalist Danish Siddiqui's death. It said it does know how Siddiqui died. The group also expressed regret over the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist's death in Afghanistan's Kandahar. Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said journalists entering the war zone should inform them. Siddiqui, Reuters journalist, was killed while covering a clash between Afghan security forces and Taliban fighters. He was 38. Floods in Western Europe have been sweeping through Germany, Belgium and a few other neighboring countries over the week. The death toll in the incident has now risen to more than 150. Hundreds are still missing and homeless while communications remain cut off in major areas still. After days of heavy rain, 103 people have died in Germany alone. It is the largest number of people killed in a natural disaster in the country in almost 60 years. In Belgium, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. Ola Electric has said its electric scooter has garnered 1 lakh bookings in just 24 hours of opening of pre-launch bookings. This has made it the most pre-booked scooter ever. The company announced the opening of bookings on July 15 at a token amount of 499 rupees on its official website. Ola said that it has seen an unprecedented demand from customers for the new electric scooter. The new Ola electric scooter is likely to go on sale in the country later this month. Former India cricketer Waseem Jafar has predicted India are the favourites to win both ODIs and T20I series in Sri Lanka. This will come despite Team India missing a few key players. Shikhar Dhawan-led Indian team will play 3 ODIs and 3 T20s against Sri Lanka starting Sunday. Dhawan was handed the captaincy on the tour. Pacer Bhuvneshwar Kumar has been named the vice-captain on the Sri Lanka tour. Rahul Dravid is the coach of the team.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.